Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I'm chatting with Sheila Ferguson from the Resource Exchange. Sheila, I'm a little familiar with you guys. You guys have been here helping KRCC out in our membership drive, so thank you for that. But for the folks in our listening audience that might not be so familiar with TRE, what are you guys all about?
Oh, well, thank you for having us, Mike. The Resource Exchange has been in our community close to 52 years. We're the primary entry point for all people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We serve Park, El Paso, and Teller counties.
Okay.
For those of you who may not be familiar, an intellectual or developmental disability is something like autism or Fragile X or Down syndrome. Those are some diagnoses you may have heard of.
Fragile X?
Fragile X is, I can't describe it exactly, but it's the X chromosome is actually fragile, and so it presents similar to autism a little bit. You know, everybody we serve, they can't be categorized by their diagnosis. They're people. They all have different wants and dreams, and they express themselves differently. And some people say people with autism all have great memories. Well, that's not true. That's not true in the whole population as a whole. We are all different and unique. So the Resource Exchange works with individuals and their families and talks to them about their unique situations, and we help them create a customized plan to help them explore the opportunities to build their life, to build independence.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing the differences in all of us individuals, unique individuals. Now, I understand you guys tend to key on the early intervention, like from birth to up to 3 years of age.
Right. We have about 1,500 babies in that program. We have a group of therapists that go in and work with not just with the child and helping the child meet their milestones, but actually coaching the parents and the caregivers to help them kind of create a toolbox of things to work with their child. 30% of those children will kind of graduate and not need any support the rest of their life, but 70% will have a lifelong disability. So it's important to get in there early intervention, and help those children and parents get a really good, strong start.
Yeah. Any big events coming up here in the next few weeks?
Well, we've had on display since early October at Chapel Hills Mall a positive exposure photography exhibit. It's wonderful. It's portraits of people in our community. They're gorgeous photographs. It's a museum quality gallery space that Chapel Hills has donated to us. And so we'd love for people to come out and meet via pictures and portraits the people we serve in this community. And it's not just in the gallery. There's scattered about in the lower level of the mall. So we're really excited about that, to kind of show the folks that we serve. And just them being involved in being in a photo shoot was just great. I mean, who gets to have a fashion photographer spend 30 minutes to an hour with you and let you feel beautiful and special?
I'm sure each one of those portraits are worth 1,000 words, at least.
Absolutely. And we made people feel like $1 million, so it's totally worth it.
Great. So how do people find out more about the Resource Exchange website?
www.tre.org. Very simple. We have a Facebook page, a lot of good traffic there. We're on Twitter and LinkedIn as well for those and those other media platforms.
Love your logo, kind of a little tree-like logo.
Right. I've only been with Resource Exchange 3 years, but I think that the history of that is kind of the branches that reach out into the community, because we work with a lot of different organizations. We have over 100 partners in the community that help us do our work, because we're serving 4,400 people. So we can't do that all alone. It takes everyone here to make that happen.
Well, thank you for all that you do in our community.
Well, thank you for having us. A pleasure to work in this community and to help not just help people that with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but, you know, give them some support so that they have the opportunities to thrive and be independent here.
Yeah. Yeah. These are folks not looking for handouts, right?
Absolutely. They're just looking for opportunities.
Amen.
All right.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you.